Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Of course they don't understand your vision. Of course it means nothing to them. It's how the world works. People need to see results, not ideas. They need to see to believe. In fact, everything you dream of, believe in, it needs to be carved into existence. And the important thing worth noting here is that it's not personal. It's not a reflection of you or your talent or your potential. The differentiator in life will always be one's ability to turn ideas into things. You have that power within yourself, literally to change the world as we know it. That's not a question. It's not even far-fetched. You're capable. But we need to spend less time feeling like we're owed something for that exhausted energy. The world is a tough place. It rewards value. And sometimes it takes way longer than we like to see a return on that investment. As James Clear mentions, you put an ice cube in a room at 0 degrees and you gradually turn up the temperature. You won't see it even begin to transform until you hit the 32 degree mark. That's not when the work began. It's not indicative of everything. But that's when the effects of the work become visible. And getting to that point, it's one of life's greatest challenges. It's hard to give everything for something you can't collect when you go to bed at night. It's hard to be that patient. The only way to break through the noise to create something is to fully, wholeheartedly believe in yourself. Believe in yourself to the extent that you can detach from the criticism. Detach from the facade of perfect lives on social media and the expectations you're immersed in. This isn't a race between you and the world. It's a battle of will between you and the voice that says there is no 32 degree mark. Removing that negativity, it's just as important as focusing on the positive. Dreams live at that intersection of belief and action, and I've always wondered what people think they're gaining by shouting about how important they are, the things they're doing, or their plans. That does nothing. You need to know what you're doing, and that's all. Words mean nothing. Ideas are empty. Respect is earned by adding actual value, by making a difference. So reallocate that energy into the gift you are giving to the people around you. That is a feat best accomplished with your mouth closed and your eyes open. Every day, every action unnoticed, effort unseen, it stacks up to create something that will truly change the world. do you believe? Do you believe that this world is yours? That space and that time are trustworthy passengers on your journey? Do you believe in the unseen? That what we know and what we don't, what's possible and impossible, they're not so different. They just need to be connected. Do you believe that one person can be the difference? That courage is a choice, and that if you have something to say, not saying it is a tragedy? Do you believe in your resilience? That when your back is against the wall, that when all seems lost, when everything is in doubt, we are presented an opportunity to evolve into something more? Do you believe that there is a way? That when the road ends, there is another path? That when you can't go around, you can go through. And when you can't go through, you can go over. Do you...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Believe that the darkness before you is merely the absence of light. A light waiting to be created, brought to life. That nothing is meant to be, any void can be filled, and you are in fact the architect of that light. See, what you have before you, it's no easy path. It's not the simple one, or perhaps even the one you asked for, but it is, in all respects, yours. It may seem larger than you. Its uncertainties may make you question your decisions. Its complexity may prompt memories of simpler days, but none of this lasts. Because over your shoulder, what you've left behind will always tell a different story. Always remind you that you could have stayed home. You could have remained and accepted things as they were, dreamt about what might be. But rather than wait for time to expire and take your power into the ground like most ultimately do, you took to the sky. You let the stars, the infinite world beyond the horizon, guide you. And as much as you decided to be here, this path chose you. It chose you to make something new where there was once nothing. To exchange breath for the first time with an atmosphere conducive to your greatness. You did not know it was there the whole time, and how could you have? It wasn't visible to any naked eye. It wasn't accessible to the common man, but it's here now because you said yes. So please hold on to that courage, because it's everything. The difference between accepting the now and rewriting history is belief. Belief in a tomorrow that is different from today. And as you make your way into this darkness, be proud. As you enter that which most wouldn't dare to confront, hold your head high when you falter, stumble, when the ground under you begins to shake. believe not only in your pursuit, but in your resilience. Life remains cold and dark until we find the courage to do something about it. Until we step out of the shadows. See, you aren't escaping the emptiness you're leaving behind. No, you are the one who will give that emptiness life. The maker of a new universe. You are the architect of light. Pick your head up and open your eyes. I know how you feel. I know what it's like when all you can see is what's missing. I've been there before, and most likely I'll be there again. I'm not here to tell you life is perfect or easy or pain-free, but to remind you that life is happening all around you, forever changing. Its hope and its opportunity never more than a stone's throw away. And that although it can seem tempting or even reasonable to think that tomorrow will just be more of today, that now is forever, don't. You're merely moving through the seasons of life. The ups and downs that constitute our most prized possessions, our most beautiful memories. It's an invitation and nothing more. And what I hope you understand is that it's right now. In life's winter, when everything feels, well, dead, cold, black and white, that you have to see life in color. And look, we all know winters can be long, sometimes real long. But if you can find it in your heart to ride it out, you'll understand that what's in front of you is a door left ajar, separating this chapter and the next. It's no more a burden than a blessing. I've always found comfort in the idea that winter is officially a beginning. With everything ahead of you, spring-loaded. And during this time, as snow falls and coats the world in white, as the ordinary, even for a moment in time, becomes the surreal, a reset button, shaking every part of you like a snow globe on Christmas Eve, winter has this beautiful way of putting its hand on your shoulder and reminding you that difficulty now means the best of life later. And so when you find yourself in the winters of life, remember their impermanence. That while difficult, while trying, these times are starting blocks. And nothing of value comes to fruition without them. And then there's spring, when that believing is rewarded. The seeds begin to grow roots and emerge from the ground, when for the first time progress evolves from a fairy tale to something tangible, something you can touch. It's reassurance beyond the voice in your head. A sign that you've emerged from the valley you once feared was forever. That the color you desperately longed for now appears on tree branches, flowers, its bluer skies, clearer views. And when you find yourself amidst the springs of life, let it reassure you that the real world always catches up to the one behind your eyes if you simply carry on. Let it remind you that pain becomes progress and that if given the chance, life finds a way. And then we get to summer, the culmination of all that is good. You have arrived. All the waiting, all the suffering, the belief, the hope, the patience, all manifesting into life at its best. Sand and salt water regain their relevance. Days are longer, worries are less. This is the peak, the summit. It's why we dream. And when you find yourself in the summers of life, don't miss a moment. Be grateful for every second. Breathe it in. Recognize its magnificence and its splendor. Accept its invitation to see the world as you always knew it could be. But remember that summer, like everything else, while it slips away with time, it's a call to simultaneously appreciate the now while refusing to live under the false pretense that winters can be mitigated, gone forever, that life has no series of cycles. Endless summer is a state of mind. A state of mind that allows us to navigate through the trials and the tribulations. And the goal is to understand that no, summer doesn't last forever. But you can always find your way back here. There is always a place for you amidst the summers of life, even when it's hard to see. Even when it feels impossible, cold, dark, and lonely. You are always on your journey back here. Always. My proof, New England in the fall, the reds, the oranges, the yellows. Painting for us the most beautiful masterpiece imaginable. As if to signal its infinite presence. And as the portrait falls, leaf by leaf, piece by piece, onto the ground, yeah, it will be covered up. But it will never be gone. It's the same hand on our shoulder explaining that your world will change. It always has, it always will, but you have everything you need. So whether you're in winter, spring, summer, or fall, and perhaps that's something only you would know. I ask that you see it for what it is. Another trip around the sun, another tour through those seasons of life. Find that fire so that you can endure winter's cold. Nourish that seed of hope as it springs to life from the ground below you. Bask in the summer sun as it lights up the sky. Appreciate those leaves as they float around you like paper planes, because all of it, each and every part, is you. Your story, your triumphant journey through this season's of life. Being lost is not about what you don't have. It's about temporarily forgetting what you do have. Forgetting that contained within every dark room is a little light switch that hangs within an arm's reach. And see, the reason this is so powerful, the reason it's been so important to me, is because every time I'm in a lull or navigating a low point like we all do, I remember something that acts as that hand to pull me back up. I remember that everything I need, I have. See, I used to use the word stuck as to imply immobility, being powerless to the outside world, when in reality, I just had to remind myself that the path to recreation is always in front of me. And the map needed to navigate is always folded up in my back pocket. In essence, what I learned is that helpless is not a situation. Helpless is a decision. And one I'd simply never choose. Life's challenges, they are not a display of your insufficiency. No, they are a reminder of just how powerful you are. If you never let yourself fall, hit a low, or lose your way, you'd never get to see the miracle that is your resiliency. You'd never get to look in the mirror and see the reflection that is the conqueror of worlds and the slayer of dragons. You'd never get to climb the mountain from which you'd ultimately look down and see a world of your making. Remember the little things. The ones we all come to appreciate, perhaps a little too late. That feeling of comfort, our little eyes first understood to be home. Those little conversations we still think about, the ones that shaped us. Those little stretches of time we thought would last forever, but to our surprise, had a final moment written into the story. Oh, those little things. I remember going to a concert in high school. It was at the Orpheum in Boston, Massachusetts. I went with two of my friends. Had an amazing time, and well, years and years have obviously passed. And recently I asked myself, what is it I remember about that day? Why is it such a powerful moment for me? And interestingly enough, I don't remember any of the songs that were sung or how well they were played. I don't remember what I bought or what I wore or what teenage troubles I was going through at the time. No, years later, I remember how it felt to stand there in the center of that theater. Color of the lights filling up the room, the bass drum resonating in my chest, aligning with my heartbeat, the people I was with. And the funny thing is, 17-year-old me had no clue he was driving into the city for a night he'd remember forever, but not because of the music. No, because of a feeling. Because he would spend the time with the same people he would have hung out with anyway at home. And perhaps subconsciously I knew, perhaps we all do, but at the time, it all felt like details. At the time, they were simply included in the story, a buy one, get one, if you will. Oh, how they hide themselves, those little things. In a way, it's not too different from the oxygen we breathe in and breathe out, intertwined in everyday life. Necessary to carry on, to grow, to evolve, yet only missed when it's gone. We don't think about the air we breathe, unless, of course, we are submerged and without it. So why does this matter? Why put this thought to paper? Well, because to use my previous concert hall metaphor, I've spent so much of my life thinking about the stage presence, the accuracy of the notes, the visual appearances, the wrong things. It seemed intuitive, overwhelmingly obvious, but now they're just reminders. How easily we can walk on what matters to get our hands on what doesn't. Do we know what's important? Do we know what we hold dear? Do we think enough about those little things? Every time the caller ID says mom or dad or Nana Banana, when my little brother and sister get new apartments, jobs, promotions, start navigating this crazy world, every time I open my laptop and get to bleed my thoughts onto a blank page over a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Running around random towns across this country with my best friends, bringing ideas to life. See, the now tells you they are nice things, happy things, lovely things. But it doesn't let you in on the greatest secret of all. Those little things just might be everything. So see them while you're in them and hold on tight. There's a saying that some people feel the rain, others just get wet. I've always found this interesting, this idea how the same subject, same situation, or occurrence can be interpreted so differently, right? It can plant the seeds for such different outcomes. Like Kishimi and Koga mention in their book, The Courage to be Disliked, well water is 60 degrees, and it's always 60 degrees. In the summer and the winter, but depending on what time of year, right, the makeup of the outside world, that 60 degrees feels different. The water didn't change, its circumstances did, and our thoughts are no different. It's not the world that writes the story, we do. And every second, moment, day is merely an interpretation. Does time tick by? Or is it driven into a state of flow? Is it transformed into something more? Was losing an indicator that, hey, maybe you're not good enough? Or is it your motivation to be better than you've ever been? Is your day an allegiance to the present or an invitation to chase down tomorrow? See, the world doesn't get to tell the tale. The world is paper, it's ink, it's ideas. The world is everything you need to decide how your story's going to go. How does he see the world? How does she define reality? That's the question. Because you don't need to change the world, you need to change the way you see it. And you don't need to change who you are. You need to change the imaginary shackles you've placed around your ankles that are limiting the heights you could reach. In fact, the world, as far as I'm concerned, is an accumulation of thoughts, ideas. It's 8 billion individualized movie screens attempting to interact, to coexist together. And when you look at it like that, it's not that your mindset plays a role or it's kind of important. No, it's that it narrates the play. It's the glue that ties everything together. What you see is what you get. And this isn't a one-and-done thing, it's an everyday thing. Because there's always going to be occurrences in our lives that challenge us, that threaten our understanding of who we are and what we're capable of. There will always be the temptation to make the opportunity into the problem and the hero into the villain. But why forfeit that control? I remember hearing that if you find time to be grateful, both in the morning and at night, it changes your life. Not because the world transforms, but because it reinforces the perspective you need. We are lucky to be here. We're lucky to have challenges that push us forward. Lucky to have ups and downs that bring us closer to the people in our lives. We're lucky that chaos and discomfort open a door for transformation on the other side. And look, I get life isn't perfect. And not everything can be great all the time. But I do believe that if we can bring ourselves to stop, to breathe, to even focus briefly, we can find value in any situation. What's in front of you, it exists, right? It's the well water. You can't go back in time or remake the obstacle at your feet, but you can always decide how to make that work for you. And that's a superpower. And I use that. I use it when my short-term ideas or videos or projects underperform. I use it when people let me down. I use it when in the moment I'm either under or overwhelmed. The question, where is the win? In this spot, this situation, where most would hang their heads and let the outside world rewrite the story, how can I find a way to hold mine high and maintain my own accountability? Extreme differences in life outcomes are so often prompted by such subtle realizations, subtle decisions. Their reason to stop could be your reason to not only carry on, but thrive. And the best news is you don't need approval or authorization. You don't need the stars to align or doors to open up. You just need to give yourself permission to see the sun amidst the clouds, the hope amidst the doubt. You have to remind yourself that there is always something to cling to, always a second chance. There is always a win. All you have to do is choose to see it. For a second, imagine that feeling in your stomach. The nerves, the discomfort, maybe even the doubt as you walk up to do that one thing that scares you, that stretches you just a little bit further than you're ready for. And as you move towards that sort of dark unknown, the mysterious discomfort, what's on your mind? Are you starting to rationalize? Maybe you're asking yourself, hey, why did I do this to begin with? It seemed like a good idea at one point. It seemed bold and adventurous. But now it seems like the wheels have hit the road and the narrative is shifting in real time. So try and recreate that feeling for a second. Looking fear in the eyes. Capture what it means physically, mentally. And for me, it was public speaking, right? Half a decade ago, standing backstage, palms sweating, little voice in my head saying, hey, Ed, you know, cubicle doesn't seem so bad right now, does it, genius? Maybe, you know, for you in this scenario, it's that big test that feels like the weight of the world is on your shoulders. Everything's on the line. Maybe it's something like starting a conversation with a complete stranger, interview for a job you want. Starting line of a race, having the courage to speak your mind online. Maybe it's doing something your family doesn't quite get or your friends won't understand. Cutting ties with what's comfortable, a decision to be what you've always wanted to be. There's a million possibilities, right? There's a lot of fear that we dance with on a day-to-day basis. But in that moment, as your feet start moving in the very direction that will bring your ideas closer to your reality, and you're hit with that same feeling, that wall that tells us something isn't quite right. That's what I want to discuss. Because it's hard to be met with this feeling and still move confidently in the same direction, right? There's cognitive dissonance there. How can something feel wrong and be right? Should there be disconnect? You know, it's funny. I really enjoy reading quotes. And particularly, Lewis Carroll has resonated with me over the years. You know, things he said in his works, they're witty, they're funny, but they're powerful. And one in particular stood out to me. It's why sometimes I've believed as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast. I just loved the concept, the idea of immersing yourself, you know, in the impossible, in the difficult, the thing that's not right in front of you, but sort of creating it as you go. So I got through The Looking Glass and Adventures of Alice in Wonderland, and it was an interesting read. I'm not sure I'd recommend it for everyone, but there was certainly one thing that popped out at me that I found incredibly valuable. And it was in Alice's journey holistically, right? So just, she goes into this rabbit hole, and The world is basically upside down. Nothing is as it was before she jumped. Nothing really makes sense. And what you see is her progression as a character, as she starts continually embracing the thing that feels abnormal, upside down and weird. But with each decision to move forward, she completely redefines this insane world that wasn't particularly warm and receptive to Alice to begin with. As she stands up to a queen running around ordering executions, she navigates a world with new rules and guidelines. She transforms the boundaries that used to define reality. And what I think is valuable is that there really wasn't this boom, transformative moment where everything changes. She just keeps subtly saying yes. She keeps moving forward without knowing for sure how things will work out or unfold, as if she's supposed to. And she becomes so accustomed to suppressing that feeling of fear and uneasiness that it almost becomes comical. She goes with it and becomes the author of a new story. She becomes untouchable in this world. And my point here, and for those of you not a fan of Alice in Wonderland, I appreciate you hanging on, but where these dots connect is that it's actually a pretty simple idea. Life unfolds in a way that is unimaginable when we shift our thinking from, oh no, here comes that feeling in my stomach again, my heart's pounding, my palms are sweating, so I've wandered too far. When you change that to, here comes that feeling in my stomach, heart pounding, palms sweating, so here comes the beginning of something incredible, life shifts. See, it's not running from that temporary feeling of fear and discomfort, but harnessing it. It's a weapon, it's a tool, right? It fuels the rocket ship headed to the moon. It's the water that seed of opportunity is dependent upon. And sure, it feels new and unsettling, and yeah, it's uncomfortable, but so is, as we learn, everything good. And sure, you could turn back. You could avoid that manufactured confrontation altogether, but man, you have to be okay never knowing what those peaks could have been. You have to be content imagining a life of adventure and not living it. And to me, that's a much steeper price, right? Because that feeling of fear in your stomach, it's temporary, it goes away, but the feeling of knowing you walked away when life held out its hand and offered you more, that doesn't go away. And see, I look at it like this. Two things change every time you say yes. Every time you acknowledge the organized chaos and move forward anyway, you move both your internal and external worlds one step forward. Internal, because life is your identity. And as has been said before, humans always follow through on who they believe they are. I've heard actors saying the most important decision they make is the shoes they put on, because it lays the groundwork for how you feel. You just feel differently about yourself in clown shoes than you would in basketball shoes than you would in dress shoes. You feel different about yourself in a suit than you would in sweatpants. And this doesn't mean go reassess your wardrobe. It highlights how malleable identity is. Yeah, we follow through on who we believe we are. But the powerful thing is, who we believe we are is created every single day. Every time we use fear to propel us forward, right? Your subconscious goes, okay, that's who I am. Someone who does the uncomfortable thing, someone who is okay with fear, that's me, right? And that's the internal foundation that means everything. That's how identity is constructed. And if you stack that up with action every single day, you won't even be able to recognize yourself. That's the internal transformation. Then there's the external transformation. Every time you push through fear, you level up, not significantly. Right? You aren't immediately transformed. In fact, sometimes you don't even notice. But the truth is, after you say yes, after you take that step, you're fractionally further than a few minutes earlier. Your relative ceiling is now the floor, and it's time to take another step. This is how you create distance over time. So when you hear the word fear, let's rewire that reaction. Let's change how we think about it. Because it's not a monster in the closet. It's not some demon staring you in the face. No, it's a ticket to something more, something to be embraced and coveted. It's the next little step in your journey. And why, when most of the world bows down to that feeling of discomfort or instability and stays the same, you will have moved forward. Not in a single leap, but a step. A step that over time will become the reason that at some point, when you look over your shoulder, you'll find a life, a world, a reality that is unrecognizable in the context of where you began. It's why fear is not to be avoided or even tolerated, but sought out as the single variable that puts a pulse in your aspirations, gives hope to your dreams. The ideal life is not predicated on the avoidance of fear, but the ability to harness and capitalize on its power.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.